Say, Zeb, did you get that picture and paint for that there chair?
Yep, I got it right here with me.
Bet the damn stuff won't work. Bet it's no better than just ordinary paint.
Oh, of course it's better than ordinary paint. It takes ordinary paint a couple of days to dry. And Bert Bakken says that this here stuff will dry overnight.
Well, I ain't going to stay up tonight just to paint a chair. Why don't you get some paint that'll dry in the daytime?
This paint will dry in the daytime. Gosh, you're mighty quick, you darn crabbing, Ed.
I don't take much stock in these new fandangle notions. What's the color of the paint?
It says here in the can, petunia red.
Says it's what?
Says it's petunia red.
Petunia red?
Yes.
Dad, dang it. What we want is a chair paint.
It is a chair paint. It is. Keep your trap shut for a minute now. Let me read the rest of the directions here.
Well, go ahead. Read them. Well,
give me a chance, will you? Kind of hard. I have to keep turning the can around. It says, empty contents into small pail or jar. Here. Teddy, you take the can and open it while I find something to empty it into.
Yeah, all right.
Give me
it.
I'll get one of them empty pails you got in the back room.
Let's see here now. Dagnabbit. Duck tied in a boot. I don't see why they put the kibber on that darn tight. It won't even... Now, can't sign it. Zeb, fetch your rag, will you?
Now, what's the matter? What's wrong now?
Oh, this dad darn lip popped off and flashed paint all over my face. Hey, up, get me a rag.
You look like you broke out with needles or something.
Don't stand there laughing.
First sight.
Get me something to wipe it off with, quick.
And we have to keep your shirt on. I'll get you something.
Say, is this the pail you're going to pour the paint in?
Yes, that's it. But wait, don't pour the paint in it yet. Oh, consign it, turn your hide. I was aiming to wrench that pail out. It's got some glue in the bottom of it. Gosh almighty.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Tell you? Ain't you got eyes?
Yeah, I couldn't see with this here goddamn paint all over my face.
Oh,
give me that rag. Dang it, give it to me.
Oh, land of Goshen, the stuff's spoiled now. Won't work with glue in it.
Oh, it ain't spoiled.
Here.
Take the can there and read me the directions.
Never seen such a darn fool. Empty contents into small pail or jar. Stir well and give the pig...
Hold on. What's this stuff for? Painting a chair or feeding pig?
I didn't say pig.
You did.
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't either. I just came to the end of the line and had to turn the can around again. It says to stir and give the pigments a chance to dissolve. Go ahead and stir it there. Go on.
Well, I'm stirring, ain't I?
Yeah.
What else does it say?
There's, the paint is too thick.
Pretty dad darn thick, all right.
Yes. Thin by mixing in... just a second. Oh, yeah. Mixing in banana or linseed oil.
We got any linseed oil?
No. Reckon we'll have to mix in a banana. Wait, I'll get you one.
Wait. That sounds kind of crazy. Mixing paint and a banana.
Yes, but don't forget, this is a special kind of paint. Well, here's your banana. And now wait, I'll take the skin off for you and...
Oh, danged if I can see how you can mix it into the paint.
Why, you just put it in the paint and sort of squash it up. Squash it up. Go ahead there.
Yeah, all right. I'm trying. I can't see that it makes the paint any thinner.
Well, squash it up more and keep on stirring.
Sure. I'm tired of stirring.
Oh, go on.
I'm going to start painting.
Now, don't get in no hurry. I ain't still reading the directions yet. It says here, for brush, use best grade camel's hair.
Use a camel's hair?
Yeah.
Dad ran it all. Where are we going to get a camel's hair? There ain't no camels around here in Corner Center.
That's right.
Stuff's a ding butt to fake, Dad. I'm through. I ain't going to
be. Now, wait a minute, Deb. Wait a minute.
I won't wait. Dagnab you. Paint the darn chair yourself.
Well,
even if we could get a camel's hair, we'd be a week putting the paint on with it. No, sir. I ain't going to have nothing to do with it.
Now, listen, Deb. Listen here. We'll put it on with a regular brush. Don't get all fired, riled up. Use your regular brush.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. But I ain't going to stand for any more foolishness. Is that all the direction says?
Let's see. No, it says one thing more. One thing more to do. It says to get best results when painting, put on two coats.
Two coats?
Yep.
What do I got to wear two coats for?
Well, I reckon you wear one so you won't get no paint on the other end.
Well, I ain't going to do it.
What?
It's too dad darn hot for one coat, let alone two.
Oh,
that settles it.
Oh, shucks, Ed. Now listen, what if it is a mite warm? Won't take long to paint the chair. Here, you just slip on my coat, and I'll get the chair for you.
Yeah, all right. Give me it. Give it here. More dad darn foolishness. Enough to make a horse sick.
Well, here's the chair, Ed.
Have it.
There she is. Goes on easy, don't it? Say, it's a right nice looking color at that, you know.
Yeah, but the stuff's still pretty dad darn thick and sticky.
Yeah.
Where'd you get the idea of such a fancy color, anyhow?
Oh, Bert Parkin suggested. He said the Countess used the same kind for her interior decorations.
Well, how'd she do that? Swallow it?
Oh, I mean the interior of her house, you darn fool.
Say, Zeb, what you figure she's so darn keen to get mixed up in politics for, anyway? First asking Hector to run on the ticket she's getting up, and then me, and then that there Harold Newbride.
Oh, I don't know, Eb. The Countess is a mighty funny woman. Told me once she always had to have a lot of excitement. Said her hobby was hunting hippopotamuses.
What'd she do with a hippopotamus if she found one?
Shoot it! You know, a hippopotamus, one of these here big animals with a horn on its nose.
Shucks. A hippopotamus ain't got no horn on its nose.
Of course it has. It has.
It ain't, I tell you. What you're thinking of is, let's see, it's a Rhine...
It's a hippopotamus.
No, it ain't, neither. It's a Rhine, Rhinos. Maybe it is a hippopotamus.
Why, certainly it is. It lives in the water and swims. Oh, gosh almighty, Eb.
What's that?
I forgot to order that swimming suit for Hortense. Here, let that painting go for a spell and get long distance on the phone.
Oh, let it go.
Now
wait a second.
Wait nothing. I promised Hortense we'd order that suit a couple of days ago.
Now, let her wait.
Well, now go get long distance while I look up the number of the General Supply Company now.
Oh, shucks.
Well?
Dad, burn it. I wish you'd make up your mind what you want.
Well, go on now.
You tell me to paint the chair.
Howdy, Mr. Newbride. How are you?
Well, it looks as if the campaign for mayor is on in earnest, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I presume you know I'm running?
And run right along, Harold. You see, we're busy here.
Well, I just thought I'd drop in and leave a little something for you to remember me by. You see...
All right, leave us a cigar and then be on your way.
But I'd like to discuss a few of my policies with you, if you don't mind. You know, Mr. Peters, I'm afraid you're like a lot of us. You're inclined to doubt your duty as a voter. The very man who, at a political rally, shouts himself horse flies...
What do you say about horse flies?
I didn't say anything about horse flies. I said the average American flees...
No, Abe, you ain't talking about horse flies. What's the matter with you? Talking about the average American fleas.
No, I...
Well, then, how big is the average American flea?
I'm afraid you don't understand. I mean to say that the average American shuns thinking about important political issues. For instance, Mr. Winterbottom, take this moratorium.
Well, thanks, Harold, but I don't care for him.
But the moratorium...
Neither do I. They have sort of set my stomach.
But you don't eat a moratorium.
That's just what I say. I never eat them. I'll just take a cigar.
I mean the moratorium isn't a food. It's a problem we must consider if we hope to understand our foreign relations.
Well, me and Abby ain't got no foreign relations, Harold. They're all Americans.
I'm talking about foreign affairs. Foreign affairs. Now, there's the matter of disarmament. If the world powers ever hope to muzzle the dogs of war...
Say?
I said if we hope to muzzle the dogs...
Why, Harold, you ain't running for dog catcher, are you?
No, of course not. Dogs of war is simply an expression, a symbol of battle, like Mars. You see...
I like your Mars dog?
No, I'm...
Now, look here, Harold. Me and Eb's pretty busy here today. If you got any good reason why we should vote for you, why, say it.
Yes.
But we ain't got no time to listen to foolishness now.
Well, I have a reason. If I'm elected mayor, I'm going to assure this town an adequate supply of water. I'm going to bring water from Ortega Lake by a viaduct.
What kind of duck?
A viaduct. Viaduct.
You know, that... Eb, when somebody throws something at me, why I duck?
No, you don't.
Why,
no.
Sure I do.
I mean, a duct is something that water goes through.
I reckon you mean water is something a duck goes through.
I mean a pipe. A pipe.
A duck goes through a pipe? Why, Harold,
no, listen,
you...
Don't you understand? I'm talking about the water main. The main. The main.
The main pipe or the main duct?
Neither one. Neither one. Look here. I'm going to bring water down from Ortega Lake. And the duct will cover a distance of 7 miles.
That's a mighty long walk for a duck, Harold.
But I'm not talking about ducks. I'm talking about water. Water.
Hey, get him a glass of water. Quick, Ed.
No. No, I don't want water. I don't want water.
Oh, that ding it. You don't know what you want. You're crazy.
No, but...
Shucks. First it's horseflies, then it's fleas, now it's ducks.
Oh, but
yes,
I...
Yes, now, if you've got anything to say, say it. And...
Anything to say. Anything to say. Oh, let me...
Look out, Harold. No, that chair just been taken.
Get out of that chair. Come, Sandy, get up.
I can't.
Come, get up.
I can't get up. I'm stuck fast.
That in your hide? You spoil that whole paint job. Get out of there. Get out of there. Get out of there.
Yeah,
you better run.
Well, at that, Eb, he certainly left us something to remember him by. The seat of his pants.